Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to join the LeadGen Lab, a sales program created specifically for women of color in the financial industry. Inside of the LeadGen Lab, we are going to teach you the sales and lead generation strategies you need to triple your sales calls and 10x your leads, so you can finally become that financial powerhouse. This is a six-month container where you will get access to trainings, resources, weekly group coaching, and a community of women of color in finance, and so much more. Go to theroshaw.com/lead-gen-lab or use the link in the show notes to join now. I can't wait to see you inside.
Really, when I was like, none of this is working for me, what could work? And when I just really dove into Airtable, it like just met all of my needs and then some, because of how flexible it is, because like just how robust it is and that it continues to be. It's just been like truly the answer to like all of my like neurodivergent and scaling needs.
Welcome to the Finance Client Acquisition Podcast, the simple sales systems for women of color money experts. And I'm your host, Ro. I'm so excited today to dive deep into the strategies that have helped my clients book out by mastering their sales skills. Hi, everyone. Today we have our amazing guest, Ashley, and I'm so excited to have her on. And what we're going to do today is talk about her journey, my journey with Ashley and Airtable and all of her systems. So yeah, Ashley, go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, who you help, and what you do.
Yes, my name is Ashley and my business is called Systems Over Stress, and I am an Airtable expert. So we specialize in setting up group programs, masterminds, and memberships all in Airtable. So managing every aspect of really your whole business, but it's really great for group programs, delivery, launching, automations, all of that stuff. So we really, we go all in with Airtable, and that's what we do with our clients.
Yeah. And I really wanted to bring Ashley, the Airtable genius, on the podcast because we have so many, you know, money coaches, bookkeepers, accountants coming into my world to learn about sales and systems. And they geek out about Airtable and they're like, what, how did you find out about this? And I'm like, I got to bring the OG on the podcast because everything I learned about automations when I came into business, it was like Zapier. But then when I met you, we were, and for context for everyone listening, Ashley and I were in a mastermind together. And when I met Ashley, I was like, I didn't even know half of this was possible. So I'd love to hear, Ashley, like how you even got to Airtable, like how you found out about it and how you really tapped into all of the benefits.
Well, when I was first starting my business, like systems and automations were not optional for me. They were like truly required. I have ADHD, I have depression. Like I can't count on myself to do the normal things that like other business owners can like seemingly do so easily. Like I would forget to send follow-up emails after sales calls, which probably cost me like thousands of dollars and would make me feel so guilty, right? I could never sit down and be consistent with like Money Monday manual spreadsheets. Like I was never going to be able to do that. And I was really honestly like afraid to grow my group program and my business because I knew as I grew, that would mean like more work. And I was like, I don't know if I really want to sign up for that. And so every day I would just wake up feeling like a bad business owner, like things were falling through the cracks. And I was like, all right, I need to stop shaming myself and just figure out how to, like, I know systems. I've been an ops manager in the past. I know systems. I know automations. I had like dabbled in Airtable before. And really when I was like, none of this is working for me, what could work? And when I just really dove into Airtable, it like just met all of my needs and then some, because of how flexible it is, because like just how robust it is and that it continues to be. It's just been like truly the answer to like all of my like neurodivergent and scaling needs.
I'm so glad that you brought all of that up because I feel the exact same way. Like, and I tell a lot of my clients, you don't need to be this happy-go-lucky like person to make sales or like even systematize. That's the whole, I think even Airtable and systems allow you to be more human, right? Just like what you said.
Yeah.
So I guess what was the light bulb moment for you to be like, okay, I need to teach this to other people? Because that's how I learned a lot Airtable work is from Ashley's program. Yeah.
Yeah. So my realization was like, neurodivergent or not, like there's no way you can manually keep track of all of the clients in your head as your business starts to grow, as your client roster starts to grow. And I didn't realize it at the time, but the systems I needed just to like survive were actually the systems I also needed to scale. So I already had those systems, but my friends who were like experiencing the same level of like growth and launch goals, they were doing all of this stuff manually in spreadsheets or like sending manual contracts. And I was like, y'all are still doing this? Like still at this level, you're still sending out manual forms. You're still doing all of this stuff. And I was like, we can't. I was like, I figured this out months, like years ago, because I had to for my own like mental capacity. And so many times I hear people say like, oh, it only takes a couple minutes. But when your client roster like doubles, triples, quadruples during a launch, you don't want your workload to increase as well. And so I was just seeing so many people just like stressed out. That's why we call it systems over stress. Like I really believe that these systems that I created were like just the answer to all of that stress and just like alleviating all of that off your plate. So I was like, I gotta share this with other people.
Yeah. And I think something else that you mentioned is like the idea that it's a luxury versus a necessity. Like
yeah.
You and I, we both know it's a necessity, right? But mm-hmm. a lot of people think in the now, like, oh, it takes 5 minutes to send a contract. But what is like a mind-breaking thought is like, what if you got 100 more clients? Could you do that?
Right. And so many people, when they don't understand what automations and like databases can do, they think, oh, I'm getting busy. I should hire a virtual assistant to take on all of this manual work. But that's still not scalable, because that person now is just doing all of these tasks that could take literally zero time of a human to do. But so many people think, oh, when I'm growing, I need to hire people. And my friend Kronda, she says it's so great. She's like, you don't buy tech, you hire it. So it's like, I like Airtable is a team member of mine. It feels like it's like, it does so much heavy lifting for us, which is huge.
I'd love to hear your thoughts about hiring versus investing, because I see it with my clients all the time. And maybe you see it in yours, but like, when they get up to like that software upgrade, or like, yeah. Do they want to invest in like that next Airtable bump, or like, do they even want to invest in new tech at all, and how that impacts their decision being like, I can just hire a VA for cheaper, or like, not investing in the software is actually costing you more in the long run.
I have found, so Zapier, Zapier is an automation software that works really well with Airtable. It runs on like a per zap pricing model. So the more, if you hit a cap and then you have to pay more. So many people, I think even you like submitted a support ticket and you're like, I'm having to upgrade. Like, should I have to upgrade? It's so expensive. And I consider when you have to upgrade in these softwares, like if you set it up strategically as a badge of honor, like, okay, you have to upgrade because you have hundreds of people coming into your funnels and you have like all of these automations that have to get sent. And as long as every, you know, automation mm-hmm. is set up with, it's doing something for you and you can see the value of that, and a human would have to be doing that anyways, it's like, yes, like, hell yeah, you get to upgrade. Like, this is like, you should be celebrating that. But it's only, I think people get antsy about it and they kind of start second guessing it when they're like, I don't know what this is doing for my business. So when you take a step back and you really see like, here are all the things that it's doing for you, all of this is set up exactly as it should, then it's like an easy yes to upgrade.
Yeah. And something else that I've learned from you is stepping back, right? And seeing the bigger picture yes. with all your flow charts, right? Like, because so many people are like in the trenches of 500 tasks that they need to do in their business. And it's mm-hmm. like, until you have an expert like yourself pulling you out of that, it's like, okay, well, this all could be automated.
I'm taking a break here to make a small request. If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd appreciate it if you could take a few seconds to rate and review the show. This will help other people find this podcast and enable me to continue sharing valuable content here. Thanks for helping to make more women of color become financial industry leaders. All right, back to the episode.
You have been in the Airtable world for so, so long.
Yeah.
Yes, like, how do you kind of, as someone with fellow ADHD brain, how do you stay focused on one platform, right? Like, we all love Airtable, but there's always new things coming out. And I see that in a lot in like the accounting and bookkeeping fields.
Yep.
There's always some new software that's like pulling away attention. And I always say tried and true, like, you want to stick to Airtable to pull in sales, and especially like cloud-based software, like yeah. once you download on your computer, how do you stay focused, right, on the tech stack that you have versus You know, I think there's infinity now, like the air. How do you stay focused on what is the best?
Yeah. So logistically, I mean, I used to always download free trials. And before I, you know, I've been like the internet's Airtable girl for like 3 years now. So it's been, I've like doubled down and I will sometimes, I used to some like Google came out with tables and it's like, okay, well, tables is free. So should I use tables? And I would always look at it and I'm like, oh, there's one key thing that this can't do that is like is a deal breaker for me. Like there's always certain things in like these different platforms that it just Airtable always excels in. And when with something as critical as your centralized data hub of everything in your business, it's so important to pick the like most robust software. Airtable has like, I don't know how many millions in funding. Like they are like a huge tech company. There are ads for Airtable at the airport. Like they are rolling out new features all the time. So even if you see something and you're like, oh, this basically does what Airtable does, in 2 months, it's not going to have interfaces like Airtable just rolled out. Like there's just I have never seen something better than Airtable. And I'm obviously an Airtable super fan, but if there was something better, I'd be open to it. But like with so many use cases and with so many clients, I have not seen another software that can do that and more. Notion, get out of here. Like Notion, Monday, like all like tables, whatever, like they just don't do what this does. And so many times if you have other softwares, if you have a group program, you host it on a course platform. If you have a group program, you have switched course platforms two or more times. Like there, you lose so much historical data when you switch softwares. But when you keep the centralized hub is one place, you have a little bit more flexibility because everything's at least housed in that one. So you really want to make sure that you're in the most scalable database, and that's Airtable.
The reason I ask that is because it's like there's always something new coming out. And it's like, how can you make a decision being like, okay, who do I go to like go to the experts that have been in the field for a long time.
And I think that's just like the shiny software syndrome is like, so like people will drop in a Facebook group. Hey, what software should I use for this? And people say Airtable, you could use Notion. It does everything Airtable does. And it's like, who is that person? That's like a random person that's not using the software to the highest of its capacity. So that would be like asking like my other friend who like has terrible bookkeeping of like, hey, like what should I be an S corp or not? It's like, you wouldn't ask just like a random Facebook group, like that question. So really, you really want to go to the experts. And like, I just so happen to be the expert in this, but with anything, it's like, you really want to make sure that you're not just taking any just random advice and really, really grounding of like, who is telling me this and why are they giving me this information?
Yeah. And Ashley, thank you so much for coming on. I'm so glad. I'd love to have you back on. I'm doing a 1 year fast forward or rewind. So we'll see how everything has changed. Who knows what will come out with Airtable. But yeah, tell everyone how they can find you, how they can work with you. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going through a rebrand right now. So I'm trying to figure out the best URLs. So the best place to go right now is go to systemsoverstress.co. That's going to be our homepage. Like I think our Instagram handle is going to be changing soon. So like, I don't even know what that's going to be, but go to systemsoverstress.co. And that's where you'll be able to see more about the work that we do. I have a YouTube channel as well. If you type in systems over stress, you'll be able to see that. But yeah, those are the places to go.
Yeah, of course. And that'll all be updated in the show notes. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And as always, feel free to DM me on Instagram and subscribe to my email list for daily strategies delivered straight to your inbox. I'm so excited to see you book out and hit those 5-figure months, 6-figure years, and build that 7-figure empire.